It's Thursday, July 19th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new law in Rwanda, Africa, would require pastors to have a university education before they can preach in the churches there. The Worldview spoke to Godfrey, a Ugandan Christian man involved in Christian discipleship, about why this law is unusual for an African country.
But when it comes to evangelical groups, largely they've not been around for so long. Many of them could be about 60 years or 50 years. They come from this background where they have so many leaders who do not necessarily have those kinds of qualifications in theology, but they've been serving their people here.
Godfrey said pastors really need the foundation of the scriptures over a university education.
We need to take the word of God seriously in the church to see that we are keen on understanding that whatever we are doing, the kinds of doctrines we are promoting, the way we conduct our lives and our affairs, the way we are running church, we are following into Jesus' footsteps. And the best place to be guided over that should be the scriptures.
Acts 4:13 reminds us, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." Officials in Turkey sent American pastor Andrew Brunson back to prison after his hearing yesterday, with another trial date set for October 12th. North Carolina pastor Bill Campbell attended the hearing and said Brunson defended himself against false accusations with boldness and, quote, presented the gospel with confidence, end quote. Although home education is illegal in China, more parents there are interested in homeschooling to avoid the, quote, mind-numbing indoctrination in the classroom, end quote, reports the South China Morning Post. The 21st Century Education Research Institute estimates that there were 6,000 homeschooled children in China in 2016, up from 2,000 in 2013. Meanwhile, the WeChat account of China Homeschooling Online has over 23,000 members. Over 220 children were referred to specialist services in Scotland last year after expressing confusion over their gender, a 21% increase compared to 2016. Officials backed a guidance program launched last year, supporting children, quote, to explore and express their identity regardless of their age, end quote. Luke 17:2 says, "It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin." U.S. District Court Judge Petraeus Tucker ruled Friday that the city of Philadelphia can cut contracts with religious adoption agencies that refuse to put children in homosexual homes. This came after Philadelphia terminated a 50-year relationship with Catholic Social Services last March after learning of their Christian policy. In a ruling this week, Judge James Ho of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit called out the abortion industry for their attempts to, quote, retaliate against people of faith, end quote, calling abortion a, quote, unquote, moral tragedy. The court rejected an attempt by the abortion business, Whole Women's Health, to subpoena documents from the Texas Conference of Catholic Bishops regarding a new state law that requires the remains of babies murdered in the womb to be buried or cremated instead of thrown away. A survey by the Journal of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science across 43 U.S. cities found, quote, self-reported religious service attendance has been linked with longevity, end quote. The study showed people with religious affiliation lived between 5 and 9 years longer than those with no religious affiliation. Proverbs 9:10 through 11 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you." The parents of one of the 12 boys rescued from a cave in Thailand are praising God. The boys, along with their soccer coach, were stuck in the cave for over 2 weeks before being recovered in God's providence. The parents attend Maesai Grace Church in Thailand's Chiang Rai province and said, quote, "Thank you so much to everyone that has been praying for us. Thank you to God. There's nothing he cannot do," end quote. Rachel Glover of Mesa, Arizona, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "I just want to say that I'm very thankful for the Worldview in 5 minutes. I enjoy news, but would never want my children to hear it from TV, especially with commercials. I think our 15-month-old boy knows your voice as well as the voices of Kevin Swanson, Steve Vaughn, and our pastors. Thank you for the hard work you all put into bringing us not just the news, but the biblical perspective. I, along with many others, love the scripture that's incorporated, along with the positive story at the end. It's nice to hear good news in today's age." End quote. And Donovan Martin, age 16, who lives in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada, wrote saying, quote, "I enjoy the Worldview because it tells about world events from a Christian perspective. I really appreciate how you include Bible verses into your script. I look forward to listening to it every day." End quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I had asked for 4 Worldview listeners to make a donation toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Praise God, 6 listeners stepped up to the plate. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Thanks to Ronald in Cincinnati, Ohio, who gave a one-time gift of $25, and Nancy in Enid, Oklahoma, who gave a one-time gift of $300. We're also grateful to God for Cindy in Conroe, Texas, Kevin in Prineville, Oregon, and Rod in Ashmore, Illinois, each of whom gave $25 per month for 12 months. Plus, we appreciate the generosity of Evanel in Redwood City, California, who gave $50 per month for 12 months. These 6 gifts add up to $1,825. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $17,497 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 58.3% of our goal. We need just 10 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 20 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 6 more Worldview listeners to help financially by my newscast on Friday? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 19th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.